Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Born to Love. Hey everyone, welcome to Born to Love. This is Ellie Kemper.
And this is Scott, her friend.
Scott Eckert. And Born to Love is a podcast that Scott and I do where we talk about things that we love. And Scott, I have something very specific that I want to talk about from this week.
Oh, something from this week. What do you love, Ellie?
I love airplane naps.
Oh.
Okay, and now listen to me, because you know you always have those grumps who claim they can't sleep on airplanes and it's so hard for them to nap on an airplane. I want whatever they're pumping out in the cabin, whatever the formula between taxiing and takeoff is, that brings me right back to my mother's womb, because I am in the deepest sleep of my life between takeoff and like 12 minutes into the air. And it is the most restorative sleep I ever get and the deepest sleep I ever get. So I was lucky enough to experience that. I'm going to give you a full description of what it was like. I was going to St. Louis with my two kids and my husband, and it was a small plane because they mostly fly small planes from LaGuardia to St. Louis Lambert. So, you know, it's two seats in each, like,
in each row.
Aisle.
Yeah.
Well, four seats in each row.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, here I was clarifying, like, it needed any clarification. I got it 100% wrong. I stand corrected. Well, there's four in the row.
It's four in the row. Well, total.
Were you,
I'm a stickler.
Were you an aisle person? Window person? What's it? No, you got forced to choose. It's binary when you've got a four-seat row.
Well, well, listen, if I were traveling alone on a short flight, I want the window because I can nap my off. But Scott, it's not just me in this situation. I had two children to care for. Mm-hmm.
Three, if you count my husband.
So I was sitting with our 3-year-old and Michael, my husband, was sitting with our 6-year-old. They both, both boys wanted the window because they wanted to look out at the sky and stuff. So I was in the aisle, which is not ideal for napping. It didn't matter.
So wait a minute. So the purpose that you were, the reason that you're sitting where you were sitting is to take care of two children, and yet the first thing you do is fall asleep? Is that how things go in the Kemper household?
It's not just any sleep, Scott. The deepest, most unable to be interrupted.
The plane could be going down and you're
I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out. Try to wake me up.
The throbbing, thrumming,
The humming?
That's not
yeah,
right.
Like
that's
thrumming.
Not right at all.
I know. No.
But yeah, no, I feel it's very womb-like. It is.
Yes.
Yes, like you said.
It's dumb. And I don't know what it is. I don't get that from a car. I sometimes get it from the subway. I'm like, I don't get that high from the subway.
Yeah, that
I don't
throbbing,
get that,
that throbbing
high.
Subway.
But I do get it from the plane. And yeah, you're so right. I think it's the white noise. The engine, even if it's loud, comes across only as a vroom thrumming of the womb. And also, Scott, there's always that, it's not like surrender, but it is sort of surrender.
You're trapped.
You're done.
Yes.
You're trapped. You can't prep anymore for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the trip. I never sign up for Wi-Fi, so I like can't get a hold of anyone.
There's no going back.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're on this plane, and whatever happens is out of your control. And Scott, if that isn't the most freeing feeling, then I don't know what is. And I think that also contributes to the sleep.
Ellie, I could not agree with you more about that, that feeling of sweet release. Although, I gotta tell you, here's my view of it. All right, napping, great, yeah. That's fine. I don't want to be one of those guys who complains about the naps. He can't do it. All right, I'm not going to.
Hey, you're a nap.
Hey, I'm napping here. Or no, rather, I'm not napping here. but here's an element that I think you might be missing out on. So that feeling of sweet release, all cares in the world gone while you're on the, I see that as an opportunity, because it means that you can do anything that you want without any shame. Now, maybe what you want to do is nap. That's rarely my choice. I love those airplane movies. Like the airplane movie in quotes, what that means to me is a movie that I would feel ashamed to watch any other time.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna watch, you know, Top Gun Maverick for the sixth time. On the airplane.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Because time stands still on the airplane. You're like you just said, you're in control of not a lot. You're in control of fastening your seatbelt or not.
That's it.
You know, that's it. And even that, I think it's like law, you have to. But, you know, the last thing I want to say about the airplane naps is that they never last that long. Like, I'm never out for like hours on an airplane. What I think is so special about these airplane naps.
Well, and you like that about it. You're a cat napper. You like those. Because for me, yes. if I'm in a nap mood, I want like a marathon nap. That's how I go.
Oh, Scott? No, I couldn't disagree with you more. A 3-hour nap is disorienting and ugly and shameful.
You're an ugly, ugly man.
You're an ugly man and an ugly napper. But no, for me, what makes that sweet release so sweet is that it's finite in length and that it's, you know, 18 to 20 minutes. And then I wake up and I get myself, you know, the drinks you only have on airplanes, like a ginger ale.
Ooh, ginger ale is a good airplane drink.
Scott, love an airplane nap. Thank you for listening to me talk about it.
Oh, I mean, I loved hearing about it. We both love airplanes. Maybe a little difference of opinion on naps, but, you know, that's okay. We can agree to disagree. I'm excited to hear about what our friend Matt Oberg loves.
First of all, I love Matt Oberg. I think you do too.
Oh, we both love him. Matt Oberg, longtime friend, came up through the comedy trenches with him back in the day. Now he's an actor out in LA. He's been on shows like Veep, Fresh Off the Boat. Very funny guy. And he's going to talk to us about how much he loves summer camp.
Oh, now isn't that just a dear?
All right, so stick around and hear us talk to Matt Oberg about summer camp.
We're back. We are so happy to have our good friend, Matt Oberg, on the show today. Matt, welcome.
Welcome to Born to Love, Matt.
Thanks so much, guys. Happy to be here. Wow. This is exciting. I'm excited. And I love talking to you guys. So we're already, you know, halfway there. It's really exciting.
Very sweet. I can't tell how serious you're being, but I'm going to take it as sincere. Thank you, Matt.
Matt, of all the many loves you have in this world, what is like one of the top loves?
Well, Ellie, I'm so glad you asked that.
Thank y'all.
My love is my summer camp.
Oh,
I love my summer camp.
Now, do you know what? I'm just going to say this right up front, but I have never been to summer camp. So I'm very excited to hear everything about it. Talk to us like I'm an alien visiting Earth. That meant I understand.
Okay, great. So first of all, summer camp is like a polarizing kind of topic because there are those who feel this profound love for their embarrassing summer camps, and there are those who don't have that feeling, and they're, you know, looking at those in the summer camp community and feeling, I would say, some level of disgust for people who do have this profound love for summer camp. And I'll tell you what, I get it. Because I'm still very close to a lot of my summer camp friends. And I have to say that out loud to people. And there's really no way of saying that sentence out loud without it being sort of shameful.
I have been one of those shamers before. I've been to poker games, adult activities, and then been introduced by you to some of these adult men as your camp friends. So so maybe take us back in the time machine here. This, what age are we talking? This is a sleepaway camp, because I've only ever, when I was a kid, I did like a day camp, like where, where your parents drop you off. This is like the old school, we're going to sleep in cabins for weeks or whatever. What was it like for you?
So I grew up in the suburbs of New York, and this was a camp, still is a camp, in Western Massachusetts in the Berkshires. And I started going there when I was 10. My older brother had gone before me, and it's, you go for a month. So I start when I'm 10. And first of all, my oldest daughter is going to go to a camp for a week this summer. And she's pretty chill about it. But I was telling her, you know, the first time I went to camp, I was scared and I cried. And I was remembering that. I still remember it. It was like the first night I was there. I'm 10 years old. I'm in this cabin by myself away from my parents. And I remember holding onto a little stuffed koala and crying.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Were you not in a room full of children doing the exact same thing? It's just like a whole room, a box of children crying, missing their families, right?
One survival skill you got to learn early on is to cry quietly. That's the first. Got to get that going. It can be done. It can be done.
You were 10 years old?
I was 10 years old. There's kids as young as like 7, 8 going away for a month. Yeah.
Which, and this is still happening.
This isn't like something that happened in the 60s and it's over now.
This is still this is prevalent today.
It's an epidemic.
I'm about to turn off all parents listening who send their 7-year-olds to sleepaway camp, but what? Is that not like way too young? 10, I would argue, is too young.
It's not. That's the thing. And these children don't need us as much as we would like to think.
Well,
and that,
I think
that's
you're
part
right.
of the problem.
So what kind of stuff did you do? When did you transition from that quietly crying little boy to having the time of your life?
The next morning, bro. up and at 'em. So you get over it, you know? I'm going to do the time. I'm not going to let the time do me. You know what I mean? But first of all, the camp is called Beckett in the Berkshires. It's a YMCA camp.
Beckett in the Berkshires. Okay.
So the camp, just to paint a picture, it's on a lake, on a beautiful, like, it's not quite a lake. It's like a big pond, but it's a lake. And you're in these villages. You're in a cabin with 8 kids in bunk beds and 2 counselors. And you're in these different villages grouped by age. And
what village were you in?
I started out in Pioneer Village. Okay. Oh, and that's like the second youngest. There's younger kids around. So that's a reason to stop crying as well. Because you're like, if this 8-year-old can hack it, I gotta get my act together. And to sort of flash forward to the end of this journey, I went to that camp every summer for 11 years or something. Like, went as a camper all the way through, then a counselor, then like I led these trips, and I created, you know, some of the most meaningful friendships of my life that still endure to this day. And it was really a formative experience.
to me, every time I had to leave home for to spend the night, even at a friend's house, I was filled. And I understand that you have to get
you
over
wet your
that.
Bed.
And that's part. I wet my bed. I wet my bed constantly. I was filled with longing, sadness, feelings of abandonment, feelings of just homesickness, overwhelming, crippling, even. And I understand, like, getting past it. I do understand that. But what I don't understand is how such an experience can crystallize as this formative experience in your life so immediately. I mean, like, you, it sounds like you loved it from day two. What happened?
I think, I mean, I'm not a child psychologist, but,
okay.
And I, nor have I ever played one on TV, but
yet,
yet. I think you want independence. You want, you know, to learn that you can do it on your own. And it's not like you're unsupervised. There's plenty of there's plenty of adults around. But the adults, mind you, are like 17 through 22,
that's
like
it.
Max. Right. There's like one dad there.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What would you say? I don't want to pigeonhole you, Matt. This is your time to share your love. So I don't want to pigeonhole you. But what if you had to pick out one or two of the most like iconically amazing things that happened at this camp? Maybe that would help. Because what I'm imagining is there's a lot of bugs. It's hot and like there's color wars, which is fine and sounds fun. And it seems like your sort of experience was deeper and more fun than just what I'm imagining. So of the 11 years, what's like one or two like home runs, grand slams?
It sounds like you have to talk to Scott, like he's an alien too, visiting this idea of summer camp, right?
Yeah,
Scott,
absolutely.
Is that an unfair
absolutely.
Characterization? Okay.
It
aliens.
Sounds like you guys, most of your guys' audience is people from other planets. So I get why you're steering me in that direction.
We have a really large Martian demographic, if you want to know.
Well, I've put some thought into about why I was so hooked on this experience. And I think I wish it was just the fact that I loved it. But I think there's a slightly more ego-driven part of it in that this camp was not like a basketball or a lacrosse or some sort of athletic camp or math camp. The camp had, there's the 8 Beckett mottos, which are like each for all and all for each and peace through understanding and manners maketh the man, and all these things like that. And what the camp valued was this sort of communal morality where we all help each other. And I recognized that and was like, oh, I can win this game. You know, like in school, I'm not the smartest, I'm not the fastest, but if I put some work into this, I could be one of the most like respectful, moral people around. So it was like a status thing. I was like, oh, I get the rules to this and I can do this. So I wish it was like, this system of beliefs fits well with my own moral code, but it was like, oh, this is a game I can really win. So it valued that, and it really valued like creativity. There's all these like skits you do in the morning and stuff, and I was like, oh, I can get in on that too.
Yep.
And I can excel in this environment. And that was something I was really craving, I think.
That is so, first of all, insightful of you to recognize that in your younger self. But I do love
the idea. It really is.
I love the idea that you were not driven by an actual sense of morality, but instead just wanting to win at being moral. I mean, honestly, who cares? Because the effect is the same.
Right.
You know?
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's a little, you wish it was coming from an internal sort of,
you know,
compass, but.
I mean, that was a much deeper answer than what I was expecting, which is like, one time we did a crazy food fight. Was right, there also right, that stuff right. or no? It was all manners make the man. I mean, I have this conversation is giving me a completely different view of your camp. It's like, it seems like a wonderful factory for manufacturing well-behaved people.
Yeah. Was it co-ed?
There's a girls' camp like on the other side of the woods there. Right. Chimney right. Corners for all the camp heads out there.
Chimney Corners
and Camp Beckett. Chimney Corners, I've never loved the name, but that's what that's
no, like. I don't understand it. What? Yeah. Like where the ash gathers?
It's a real problem because Camp Beckett, the boys' camp, has this beautiful lake and this amazing piece of property.
Right.
And the girls' camp is like, they have this man-made lake that's like not great. And
oh, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Alien No More, this comes as no shock to me, a woman living in America.
But the people are very passionate about the girls' camp as well. So the camp has all this like, guys, we have to respect each other and we have to help each other out. We have, you know, kindness and, you know, and then they select, I think, like 18 kids this summer when you're 15 in this very competitive program called, the name is not ideal, but it's called the AIDS program, as in you are an aide with an E. And if you are, it's like, The only like metric by which they pick kids to become a member of the AIDS program is like how cool and chill you are. And if you get picked, it's a real stamp of approval by this community of elders that like, bro, we think you're cool.
You're right,
but
that is
such a violation of the moral code that they have been pumping into these kids to be like, you're not cool, you know, beat it. Right. But I got picked for that, and that was such a relief and felt so good.
What percentage of the campers makes it into the AIDS program?
I mean, 20% maybe, something like that. It's not,
okay.
You know.
So it's highly selective.
Yes.
I mean, it's not highly, highly selective.
It's not as selective as Princeton. That's what you guys are trying to
That's what I'm getting at. That's what we're getting at, Matt.
At what point in the month is this selection made? Is it like the end of the year? Is it like on day four?
No, this is like between two summers. Between two summers, you apply. And your camp, as a counselor, you are filing reports on your campers and giving them scores basically on how cool they are. So that I think the real point of that is so that, you know, when you're putting together these cabins, you can be like, well, that kid's kind of got some problems. Let's not put all the, you know, tough kids in one cabin.
Right.
So I did that. But I think the real, like, the friends that I'm close with now
are also graduates of the AIDS program.
Some of them are. A lot of them aren't. A lot of them did not get selected. Oh. They were denied from the AIDS program, which was a real chip on their shoulder for a long time.
Well, did that drive a wedge between you and the, obviously not. You're still friends with them. Oh. But
it did for a long time. And I would, you know, disparage these people and think less of them until I sort of got out of that.
Well, wait, Matt, by the end of your reign as camper, how long were you at camp? For 3 months? How long were you there?
By the time I was an aide, you go for the whole summer. You go for like 2 months then. And you're like 15 and you're the cock of the walk. You know, you think you're the coolest kid in school. And you're on the back, at least in that time, in the 90s, you were on the back of a truck driving to the camp. And you're chanting, you would drive around chanting, AIDS, 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 AIDS. Which is
true,
you know,
Matt?
Less than I do. That's true. That's true. And we weren't making associations with it at that time either. So.
But I mean, surely the adults were? I mean, like, that. It's so...
Again, not a ton of adults around. There's like, if you're 23, you're like, that guy's old.
Right. I was crying laughing earlier, and I'm looking for a tissue that I can't find. So I think I'm just going to have to use this sock.
Luckily, you had some laundry nearby.
That strikes me as camp behavior, just wiping your nose with a sock. It's just wildly fluctuating between this being a sort of idyllic moral place and like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. No, that's
well,
true.
Well, that's just it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Now, wait, is Camp Beckett still in operation?
Yes.
So I could, have you been back?
I haven't been back in a long time, but I would go back as an alumnus. So to complete my camp journey, I became a counselor, and then you can lead these trips. So when the kids are like too old to be campers and too young to be counselors, they can go on these camper exchange trips where they used to go all over the world, to Kenya and Togo, and I led one with another leader to Peru and Chile. And
what? How old were you?
I was 20, maybe.
You have no business leading a group of people who are too old to be young and too young to be old through the woods of Peru.
You're darn tuned. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
The co-leader, Sandy Udelman, if she's out there, what's up? shout out. She spoke fluent Spanish, which was a good thing because I did not. So I was just around to be kind of a guy Friday.
Well, first of all, I want to know what qualifies you to be too old for camp and too young. What age is that?
Oh, too old 17? To be a camp. You're like 15-ish somewhere. Maybe you're 14. It's right before your AIDS summer.
summer of AIDS. What I don't understand is that is such a, like to me, when I'm saying 10 is too young to go to camp, and then all of a sudden at 14, you're too old. I guess I just don't understand.
Yeah, it happens fast. It happens fast.
I mean, that happens really fast.
Yeah.
So you spent one summer of your life leading a group of 14-year-olds speaking Spanish yourself through Peru.
I mean, it's through the YMCA, so you show up in like Lima and there's someone from the YMCA there, but it's one of these things that's done under the guise of like service.
Right.
So all these 14-year-olds and myself think they're going there to like help the people of Peru.
Right.
As if like a group of 14-year-olds from the suburbs of New York and Boston have any skills to offer these people. And you, it's like, so I led another one to an Indian reservation in South Dakota, and they were like, hey, we could use your help assembling these playgrounds. And I was like, of course, sure. It would be an honor and a privilege. And I'm thinking they're like, you know, like a play set, like a little tykes, like maybe a swing set. And I'm like, I can hack that. They open up a garage door and it's like a timber frame, like school size playground. And I'm like, oh man. And I have no tools. I have no like skill set. And I'm like, and I have a group of like 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I remember we had to dig holes with a post hole digger and then put cement in the holes to set the like timber frames in the right spots to start out with. And I had never mixed cement before.
You hadn't?
Many, many times since though.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I get a wheelbarrow and a bag of cement and put some water in, and I am up to my forearms just mixing it by hand. Just stirring it around. And these kids, I'm sure their parents told them to come tell me, or maybe they knew, but they ride up on their bikes in the driveway and they're like, hey, you can't mix cement with your hands. There's lye in there. And I'm like, all right, kids. Yeah. No, don't worry about it. I got it. I'm here to help. Okay. Let me do this. And I, the next, like that night, the skin just like sloughed off my like, forearms and hands. It was painful.
Well, this is how dumb I am. I would be worried that you would be like encased in cement.
No,
that you like
that did not occur to me either.
That you would like suddenly it would like solidify while you're in it. Is that what you mean? Yes.
I don't know. There must have been a shovel or a stick somewhere. It didn't, I don't know if I tried that first and it wasn't getting the job done. I was like, I need to get in there.
What did they see in you that made them think you were qualified to do such a thing?
I don't know. It was to this day some of the most responsibility I've ever had because I had to like feed our group and shop for them and drive them around. But it was a really great trip. Those playgrounds did not get completed, unfortunately.
I know, those playgrounds are still
made that situation worse, which was I made two like half-built playgrounds that looked like you could play on them, but were extremely dangerous to go anywhere near. And then we just left town.
Sure.
So.
Hightailed it.
Well, that would be my fear. That would definitely be my fear as a parent who has children who play on playgrounds. I don't think I'd want you to build one my kids play on. It seems like it.
No.
Like
definitely the, not.
Chances of collapse are high.
Well, it's true. It's
probably.
True.
Yeah.
But also, but, and not your through no fault of your own. It's just little to no training. Just not your fault.
I think there's some blame that could be laid at my
some
feet
blame.
For that.
Yeah.
I think I could have asked for help.
Well, or said no to the task. Right, that's true. That's true. Matt, say what you will. You're one of the most upstanding, kind, loyal people Scott and I know. So if that is due in any part to Camp.
Thank you, Camp Beckett.
Thank you, because it did its job.
Well, keep in mind, remember, any kind of morality I have is a performed act to try to compete in that realm and win.
Well, you can't win at what we've got coming up, but we'd like to play a game that we call Love It or Loathe It.
We are back. We're going to play a quick game of Love It or Loathe It. Matt, these are topics we're going to throw at your face. We want you to say you love it or you loathe it. And there's no in between, by the way. There's no middle ground.
No equivocating.
Love it, guys.
Oh, all right. There, you're on to the game already.
He loves
the
game.
Okay. Matt Oberg, love it or loathe it? Naps on airplanes.
Love it.
You're in my camp. You're in my camp.
Now, I don't know. The next one, Camp Beckett may have been a little bit too cool for this. Bug juice.
Bug juice?
Bug juice. Don't you camp people call bug juice? Like, isn't that like a drink or something?
Yeah, love it.
Oh, loves it. I love it.
Loves bug juice. Love it or loathe it, the presidential fitness test, which is now known as the Presidential Youth Fitness Program.
Loathe it.
Yeah.
Well, that thing.
What was your time on the mile, Matt?
Yeah.
So mile's pretty good. It's climbing that f***ing rope.
Oh, the rope was unfair. What was your mile time? You're weirdly not disclosing it.
You're asking me to remember what my mile time was, and you guys have this at hand, the stat is ready to go with both of you?
Well, Matt, it's because you were like, my mile time was fine, which makes me think, oh, he knows what his mile time was.
I didn't bring up what my mile, you asked me what my mile time was.
That's true. Scott did. Scott did.
Yeah.
Love it or loathe it, Avatar The Way of Water.
Loathe it. It is a crime.
Yo.
I've shared my feelings about that movie with Scott off the air.
Okay, that's going to be another. You're coming back to discuss that, and it's going to be a Born to Loathe episode because I want to hear all about that. I don't understand the hype at all. Matt, love it or loathe it, the name Matthew. You be careful. I'm assuming that's your real name.
Love it. I can't hate my own name. I mean, I don't use it, but I don't loathe it.
Nice. Last one, the Nord Stream pipeline.
Love it.
Matt, peek behind the curtain. Matt is into conspiracy theories, that sort of stuff.
No. I'm not going to take that label. I do not love conspiracy theories. I enjoy hard-hitting journalism.
Thank you for clarifying that point, Matt.
And thank you for telling us all the reasons that we should love summer camp. You've been an outstanding guest and a better friend. Thank you to Matt Oberg.
Guys, it was my pleasure.
Matt, thank you so much for being here. That was such a pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dinkla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.